My Utmost for His Highest by Oswald Chambers, YMCA chaplain, British military chaplain, and college professor. March 19th, from the contemporary version. Abraham's Life of Faith. He went out, not knowing where he was going. Hebrews 11:8. In the Old Testament, a person's relationship with God was seen by the degree of separation in that person's life. This separation is exhibited in the life of Abraham by his separation from his country and his family. When we think of separation today, we do not mean to be literally separated from those family members who do not have a personal relationship with God, but to be separated mentally and morally from their viewpoints. This is what Jesus Christ was referring to in Luke 14:26. Living a life of faith means never knowing where you are being led. But it does mean loving and knowing the one who is leading. It is literally a life of faith, not of understanding and reason. A life of knowing him who calls us to go. Faith is rooted in the knowledge of a person, and the one of the biggest traps we fall into is the belief that if we have faith, God will surely lead us to success in the world. The final stage in the life of faith is the attainment of character, and we encounter many changes in the process. We feel the presence of God around us when we pray, yet we are only momentarily changed. We tend to keep going back to our everyday ways, and the glory vanishes. A life of faith is not a life of one glorious mountaintop experience after another, like soaring on eagle's wings, but it is a life of day in and day out consistency, a life of walking without fainting. See Isaiah 40:31. It is not even a question of the holiness of sanctification, but of something which comes much farther down the road. It is a faith that has been tried and proved and has withstood the test of Abraham. It is not a type of or an example of the holiness of sanctification, but a type of the life of faith, a faith tested and true, built on the true God. Abraham believed God. Romans 4:3. Here ends Oswald's reading. In Hebrews 11:8, by faith Abraham, when he was called to go into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed, and he went out, not knowing whither he went. Faith and obedience are inseparable, just as unbelief and disobedience are inseparable. When we go into the world filled with faith, filled with our eyes on Jesus, then we can take steps that we don't know exactly in which direction they will lead, for they will be led by him. When we do this and keep our eyes on him, whether it's positive or negative in this world, this is living a life of faith.